ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام تكلموا تعرفوا فإن المرء مخبوء تحت لسانه.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, "Speak so that you may be known, since man is hidden under his tongue."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. Dear friends, we find in the historical texts that the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, was truly a comprehensive persona, and it was a persona who was modeled after the persona of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. We find that one of the living miracles of the Holy Prophet was Lady Fatima Zahra, peace and blessings upon her, and of course Imam Ali, his successor and the first divinely appointed Imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. And we find that this persona is truly a beautiful persona. But how can you gauge a person's persona, a person's character and personality? Well, one of the ways is via their actions, and another way is via their words. And what we see in the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them, the divinely appointed Imams, is that their words and their actions were united and in unison with one another. They were inseparable. They said what they did, and they did what they said. Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about a certain kind of individual. He talks about this idea of the difference between two individuals Of course, as Islam says, the difference or the superiority from one human being to another human being is not race or religion or ethnicity or nationality or color or social status or place of birth, etc. Everybody is equal. The superiority comes when we talk about taqwa, one who is more God-conscious, one who is more pious, one who follows and obeys the laws of Allah more, the one who is the best servant and slave and creation of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. And so along these lines, Imam Ali says that one who has redeemed himself and then set free is never like one who sells himself and then sets himself free. Now, sure, you and I both, we kind of have to think twice about what was said. And to be honest, I think even if we think twice about it, it wouldn't make too much sense. And perhaps Imam Ali knew that what he just said was so profound that people like myself would not be able to understand. So then he continues and he gives a misdaq. He gives an instance of, he gives an example of this situation. He says, that is one who with praiseworthy deeds has redeemed himself from hell is never like one who, because of sins and blameworthy acts, has surrendered his soul to hell. We must be very careful, dear friends, and we must try our best to increase our praiseworthy deeds, and we must try our best to reduce the sins that we commit. And if for some reason we do end up committing sins, we should ask Allah, the Merciful, the Forgiving, to forgive us so that none of us, God forbid, have to be surrendered to hell. A profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Yet importantly, when Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen was 12 or 13 years of age, the Quran reveals which says, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Go and announce Islam now after 2 years or 3 years of relative concealment. Now it's time to announce. Amir al-Mu'mineen comes. The Prophet of Islam says to him, I'm going to invite Quraysh, the heads of Quraysh. I'm going to invite them in the house of your father Abu Talib. I'm going to ask you to cook for them. 40 people, 12, 13 years of age. Ya Ali, you go and prepare the food. This is found in Sunni and Shia narrations. Amir al-Mu'mineen at this tender age takes and seizes this opportunity. This responsibility given to him with honor. Bala, Ya Rasulullah, I will do it. He goes. The narration says, Amir al-Mu'mineen is trying to prepare the food and the Prophet of Islam comes. Yes, he places some of his sacred saliva within the food and places his hands and stirs it. When the people came, the heads of Quraysh came, Ali ibn Abi Talib would serve them the food. At this young age, the food was not enough for 40 by looking at it. But they all ate, and the food would look as though it was untouched. And people gathered. Question, the Prophet of Islam giving this responsibility to a 12, 13-year-old. What does this mean to you and I? Ali ibn Abi Talib seizing this opportunity. What does it mean to you and I? It refers to the beautiful concept of initiative and giving responsibility. Meaning that the Prophet of Islam recognized that as far as youngsters and our youth is concerned, we need to empower them. We need to give them encouragement. We need to facilitate for them and tell them, go. Come on, you can achieve, you can become successful, you can serve, you can achieve greatness. When they feel this sense of belonging, when they feel a sense of dignity, Amir al-Mu'mineen felt the sense of honor that he was serving Rasulullah. When someone would come and praise him, he would say, Ana abdun min abidi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am a servant from the servants of Rasulullah. This was the honor for Ali ibn Abi Talib. Today when we face these challenges that, for example, our youth face in many different places around the world, when they feel or many of the communities feel that they're not necessarily taking part or they're not engaging or they're not necessarily attending or they're not interested in faith or taking part in the religion or activities associated with the religion. I guess one lesson we can take from this is that we have to facilitate and somehow encourage groups of our youth and individuals with potential to seize the opportunity and to build by providing them what is necessary in order to enhance themselves as well as activities within the community. I tell you, the Prophet of Islam utilized this throughout his holy life. You know, when it came to sending an individual towards Medina, who did he send? Mus'ab ibn Umair. Mus'ab was young. Mus'ab would belong to aristocratic family. Family which was very wealthy, selling perfume. Rasulullah said, you go to Medina, Yathrib, and invite people towards the religion. He was very young. He came into Medina. He started to read the Quran. Some say he was 20, 21 years of age. When he began to read the Quran, people walked past. They were mesmerized by the words of Allah. They became Muslim. Some of them threw themselves in the well so that they purify themselves before going home because they said, we want to become Muslim right now. They were inspired by a young man. That's why the Prophet of Islam came to Medina and it was prepared for him. The groundwork was started by a youth. And you see that even towards the end of the life of the Prophet of Islam, when he is about to leave this world, he has a huge army to go and fight the Roman Byzantines, to seek revenge over the death of many Sahaba and the battle of Mu'ta. So what does he do? He appoints a man by the name of Usama ibn Zayd ibn Haritha, the son of his adopted son. Yes, Usama ibn Zayd. He was 19 or 20 years of age. He says to him, you become the leader. To the extent that some of the companions were in their 50s and 60s, came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, you're making a 20-year-old commander over us? I should be in charge. I am the one who's older. I am the one who's wiser. prophet of Islam, according to Shahristani in Al-Milal wal-Nihal, the famous book, yes, he comes and says what? He says, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْ جَيْشِ أُسَامَ. Whomsoever does not go on the army of Usama, Allah's mercy, it was drawn from them.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.